Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to another edition of the News Hour. Thank you so much for being with us. Today I want to talk to Kent Terry. He's the brother of slain Border Patrolman Brian Terry, and it's not enough that the government didn't do very well in his brother's case. Now I've heard reports that they've been coming after the family as well. It's just stunning what this administration seems to be willing to do. I don't have a whole lot of information about it, but that's why we have this show, so we can find out about it. Kent, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, I think most of our listeners would know about the Canyon and the murder of your brother, I guess not that long ago. What, it was in 2010? What they may not have heard, which I just heard a little snippet about, was that the government paid you and your, well, maybe you, I don't know how many in your family, a visit, and walked off with computers and I don't know what else. What gives?
You know what, Will? This is before we found out about Fast and Furious. It was about probably about 3 weeks before Cheryl Atkinson came out with the breaking story of Fast and Furious and Agent John Dodds from the ATF that he was a whistleblower. But a couple weeks before that, Dennis Burke was the Attorney General for Arizona, state of Arizona. He made us a frequent visit from Arizona to Michigan. And it cracks me up because the guy, we didn't even know about Fast and Furious. We didn't know nothing. We just wanted answers. So, but he came in and made sure that he told us that those guns that Brian seen didn't come from a store in Arizona. We're like, well, what are you talking about? We didn't know nothing about it.
Amazing.
So, long story short, he sat there and next thing you know, Cheryl Axton's story comes out, Fast and Furious, and who's all behind it, Dennis Burke, ATF agents. I think there was like 14 agents involved. Well,
He paid you a personal visit? Is this, am I listening well? Because you don't live anywhere near where Dennis Burke's office was.
No, he flew all the way to Michigan. he gave us like a 24-hour notice, said, hey, he'd like to meet the family, he's going to be in town. But we know what his meeting was all about. He tried to clarify. They knew something, about the Fast and Furious weapons. And they knew the story was going to break, but they wanted to tell us, hey, we're in the clear. We didn't know nothing about it. The guns that come from at Brian's scene come from Texas, a gun store in Texas. And we're like, what's this guy getting at? So, but then 2 weeks later, Cheryl actually broke the story. But
he's a good guy to be working with the Obama administration because he lies just like his boss.
Exactly.
We haven't been talking very long, and you've already reported a number of lies.
The main thing is, 2 weeks after my brother got killed, we went down to a memorial in Arizona, in Tucson, Arizona. Well, at the end of the memorial, we got called in a hotel room by Border Patrol union members, union reps. And they told us they didn't want no Border Patrol in the room. Well, like I said, still, we didn't know nothing about Fast Furious. It's 2 weeks after Brian got killed. And all of a sudden, the union guy goes, hey, we want you guys to let you know, but we are never here. We're throwing you a bone, but we are never here. Your brother wrote 3 emails regarding a situation going on in Border Patrol, but it had nothing to do with the transfer or time off. And we're like, okay. He goes, we're just throwing you a bone, but we were never here. Well, now my dad made a mistake and told Dennis Burke, because we trusted Dennis Burke. We didn't know nothing about his involvement in Fast and Furious.
Mm.
So my dad told Dennis Burke about, hey, I sent them out 3 emails, you know, regarding something going on in the Border Patrol, you know, or on the border. And all of a sudden, my brother's house got locked down. And all of a sudden, Dennis Burke, or somebody took his computers, wiped them completely clean. I mean,
was there ever evidence of a subpoena, of a warrant, any legal paper whatsoever?
No. See, that's my question now. I want to find out. I want to see the warrants. Because my brother's house wasn't a crime scene. So there's no reason why they had to go in there and ransack the place. So, but my dad went down there right before Dennis Burke found out. My dad looked in the windows because he couldn't get in the house when he had the keys to the house. My brother's house was immaculate. Nothing was knocked over, nothing. So my dad went in there about a couple weeks after he told Dennis Burke, and my brother's house was ransacked. All his paperwork, his computer, his office, everything was, like, laying on the floor, hard drives and stuff, you know, just laying out everything. So it took us until, I want to say, 2012 before we finally got the computers, almost 2 years later.
Wow.
And they're wiped completely clean. I mean,
of course.
If it's a Hewlett-Packard computer, I mean, the icon of Hewlett-Packard wouldn't even show up. That's how clean it was.
Now, there are people that can do some really amazing things with computers. Have you been able to find anybody that could get underneath the wipeout?
No. I mean, we really haven't looked. But they've been quiet about this. But you know what? It's just like now it's like, you know what? We're getting tired of getting lied to. You know what? I don't care whose reputation, you know, who's on the line. I mean, we guys have been lying to us since day one. Now we're going to throw these computers out here. We want to know where these emails went to. What's these emails about? That's my thing. Because I think it had something to do with Fast and Furious.
Hey,
I don't think my brother knew.
I've got an idea. Maybe they're on Hillary Clinton's server.
Well, this whole administration's got a problem with emails. You notice that?
So. I guess so.
But I think my brother knew of guns going to Mexico, but I don't think he knew the extent of it or the name of it or what was behind it. I just think he just wrote some stuff, hey, you know, intercepting guns and or something. But we just felt it kind of strange. We just keep going back to them emails how why the union would tell us that. Why the union would call us in a room and tell us that. I mean, there's a reason behind it.
So you think the union was trying to help you, or do you think they were in cahoots with the government?
No, I think they're trying to help us. I think they're throwing a phone. Hey, look into these emails. We can't give them to you, but look into them. I mean, how are we supposed to look into something we can't retrieve? So, but.
And why is it that? Yeah, why is it they can't give you the emails? Assuming they exist.
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. But my main question is now that I wrote a letter, that one letter, but I also wrote a letter to our lawyers asking, hey, where is the warrants? Where do they have the warrants to go in and get mm-hmm. these computers? Where's the warrants for them to erase the material off the computers? So
that's
these are questions that we need to get answered.
So, have you been in touch
and
with
Andy?
Any...
They took his personal handgun.
Yeah, how that can be evidence of anything is puzzling.
It's very puzzling.
Have you been in contact with a member of Congress, with other people? Obviously, you can't go to the Justice Department. At least, I don't think you can go to the Justice Department. Not this one.
No, you know, I had a meeting with Eric Holder, face-to-face meeting about May of last year, 2014, May 17th. And, I couldn't believe nothing that guy said out of his mouth anyway. So, I mean, we had a two-hour meeting, and the only thing I believed that come out of his mouth was hello. That was it. Other than that, I didn't believe nothing. So,
did he make any promises to get to the bottom of this, or what was his attitude?
Yeah, he actually wouldn't even look at us in the face for like the good 15 minutes we were there, the first 15 minutes we were there. And he was trying to pay tell my mom how sorry he was. And I rudely interrupted him. I said, hey, you know why we're here. And he looked at me and goes, yes, I know. I said, I just want answers for my brother's death, why it happened, and why these agents, these ATF agents, still carrying a badge, still carrying a gun, and putting Americans in harm's way.
Well, there's the music telling us we're going to have to butt out for a little bit of advertising time, so let's just make sure everybody knows that we're talking with Kent Terry, brother of Brian Terry. We're talking about the many unresolved questions surrounding what happened to his brother. We'll be back shortly.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, thanks for tuning in today to this edition of the News Hour. We're talking, as you know, with Kent Terry, the brother of Brian, the agent that was slain in the middle of the desert. It turned out as part of Operation Fast and Furious. And Basically, I guess you could say this interview is about stone walls, because that's about all the family seems to be able to get when trying to get information from the government. So, Brian, if you want to pick up, you were you had an opportunity once, in 2012, to actually sit down with Eric Holder, and evidently it wasn't that productive a meeting.
No, it wasn't at all. And, you know, I walked out of there, and he asked that we wouldn't tell, you know, talk to the media that we were there. That was one of the promises that we, you know, we made, that they had the interview with him, the personal interview meeting with him. But he basically said my brother's death is more political than what you think. I asked him. I said, "Well,
what does that mean?"
Agents. I couldn't get that. I kept asking him. He couldn't answer me. He really wouldn't. He goes, "Well, I can't get into details, but your brother's death is political." And what do you mean by that? So, but he couldn't answer really a straight question. I mean, answer with a question.
Trying to imply that the president of Mexico ordered the assassination? I mean, what in the world is that all about? Political?
That's the part. Then all the records come out, the documents come out in 2014 in December, November and December, showing that he was directly involved in it in Fast and Furious. So everything that he promised me or said in our little discussion was false. I mean, he didn't obey by anything that he promised that he made me. But he said that he was going to look into why the ATF agents are still working, and nothing of that. And so now I'm at the point now where I'm just, you know what? I wrote that letter. I want answers. It's going on 4.5 years. I deserve answers. My family deserves answers. You know what? My brother spilled blood in this country. He deserves to know why he died.
The American people deserve answers for sure. Because as we have found out, this was but a little glimpse of a much bigger problem, a real mess where you've got, as you say, we now know the Attorney General himself was directly involved in, I guess we could dub it, Murder R Us. They knew they were going to get people murdered. That was the whole idea, so they could sell a gun control program to the Congress in response to those wascally gun stores down there in the border. And turns out they were the rascals.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Just not my brother's death. There's also another agent, Vice Agent Jaime Zapata. He was also killed with Fast and Furious weapons.
He was down in Mexico, wasn't he?
Yes, 2 months, February of 2011, I believe.
And as I recall, he was ambushed while driving on a highway, and his car was done away with. I don't know if they pulled him. I think, as I recall, he was forced off the road. He was with somebody else, and he was murdered.
Yes.
And I don't know what happened to the other person, but they sure got the government agent they were after.
Yes, but these guns, they showed up at a birthday party of 2010, January of 2010. They showed killing 16 kids with these weapons, were found at the scene down in Mexico.
And that was probably a cartel hit where they were going after family of another
house.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, they just don't have two agents. They got children's, you know, blood on their hand. They got hundreds and hundreds of Mexican civilians' blood on their hands, and that's what I can't understand, why Congress and Senate's not saying, "Hey, something needs to happen here. Someone needs to be held accountable. Someone needs to go to prison for this," and then nothing.
Well, I hope the statute of limitations doesn't run before the administration changes, because of the several top-tier Republicans, I would have the expectation that there might well be an investigation for real, and charges hopefully would be brought. But we're not likely to see anything until then, and I would also kind of think there's going to be, if there already hasn't been, massive destruction of records, because even if they assume that Hillary Clinton or whoever is going to be able to win the presidency, I don't think they want those records lying around.
Oh, no. No. That's kind of sad. Look how our systems, it took a complete nosedive in the last, 10 years. You know, even our justice system is completely broken. I mean, it seems like the worst crime you do or the worst act you do in a job, you get promoted. It's sad.
That is what happened to the Fast and Furious perpetrators. If I check me if I'm wrong, but I think Dennis Burke was moved to the main Justice Department in Washington, and some of the other perpetrators were also given promotions, if not to Washington, promotions all the same.
Yeah.
Probably payoff. That pays off to get them to keep their mouth shut.
Exactly this. We'll promise you this, just don't say nothing. And that's sad. It really is. And it angers me. And it should anger every American that this has happened. Because, you know, if they got this blood on, what other blood they got on their hands? Like Benghazi. You know, them four heroes, too, they need answers, too. Their family needs answers, too.
Same idea, right. Well, you've got in the case of Mr. Holder, the House has actually voted a criminal contempt citation. And the House attorneys took that citation over to the Federal District Court of Appeals, which is where they would take a complaint. And they filed the complaint. They were actually acting as the prosecutor, because obviously the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, a presidential appointment, is not going to do anything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But they have the legal capacity to do that job. And so they filed the complaint with the court, but then that seems to be where everybody's content to leave it. And I have a kind of a one-track mind. There's a lot of problems that could be signed without having to worry about a presidential veto. And that is, you cut the money off. So the next time they're appropriating, they could simply amend an appropriations bill and say none of these funds may be used for. Now, the one that I have been thinking about for the D.C. Court is the D.C. Court of Appeals will get no further funding until they move the criminal contempt citation on the docket and schedule hearings. That, I think, might get their attention, because there's I've been in Washington a long time, and I have never seen any volunteers. So we're going to be back. We'll continue our discussion with Kent Terry. He's the brother of slain Border Patrolman Brian Terry. And as if the murder wasn't enough, the lack of any concern about his brother and the whole environment that produced the situation has been pretty amazing. We'll be back shortly, folks.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today to Kent Terry. He's the brother of Brian Terry, who was slain, as we now know, part of the Operation Fast and Furious, with guns that had been deliberately given to Mexican cartel and their allies by our Justice Department. And I guess, Kent, one reason why we haven't heard more about the government swiping the stuff out of Brian's house with a raid that apparently was warrantless, as so much of the rest of what they do in this government, is that we have so many scandals associated with this administration that in fairness, I don't want to be too fair to the media, but in some fairness, it's hard to keep track of them all. And
it makes you wonder if they do them on purpose, just so everybody else forgets about the old one and worries about the new one.
And then you are so overwhelmed that you really don't know how to do anything, and you become paralyzed. And that's why I'm hoping that through discussions like the one we're having and whatever else can be done up on Capitol Hill, that we're going to be able to put enough heat on them that they will, as we like to say, when they feel the heat, they see the light. And this is just something that the Republicans now share some responsibility because they, while they've had the hearings and they did send that contempt citation to the court, and that's a good thing, and I certainly want to say thank you for that, they haven't at any time been willing to cut the money off for any reason, because the president has threatened to shut down various departments of the government if they do that. And they're petrified. They're like little girls screaming because the boogeyman is chasing them. And I am really unable to explain why professional politicians are convinced to this day that when they had the budget showdown and the government was partially shut down, and not nearly all of it, but partially, for what was it, 11, 12 days, I don't remember, that they figure that really hurt the Republican brand. Yeah, it hurt them so bad that they only got, 9 new Republican senators. I mean, it was a tremendous election victory. They got 12 more seats in the House, and a lot of us didn't think it was possible to get any more in the House because of the redistricting that's been done, so that a seat is either Republican or Democrat, and it's pretty hard to find competitive seats that are left on the table. And yet they're still afraid of a showdown with the president. They've got a tool the Constitution provides for them. The founders evidently thought this might happen sometime. And it's there, and they will not use it. They could tell that court no money. They could tell Eric Holder no money until this, that, or the other thing happens. And we're just watching them do nothing. In fairness, very, very little.
Very, very low. You know what? A lot of them guys, I won't mention no names, congressmen and senators, I mean, I've talked to you in person. They promised me that they were going to give us answers. They promised me they were going to find justice. You know, and they haven't. Sometimes I wonder if it was a part of their political agenda just to, like, use Brian's case to get what they want or something. I'm not sure.
Do they ever get back to you and tell you, well, look, I haven't succeeded yet. I have been trying. Here's what I've done. Sorry I haven't been able to finish the job.
Yeah, the only ones that reached out like that is Grassley and Chaffetz. And, Chaffetz even told me all they're waiting on is that judge. So, to make a ruling there, that one in, was it British Columbia? So... And,
What is that one about?
That's the one with the contempt thing over there in Columbia or something.
In the District of Columbia. Okay, right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. Yes.
If they're waiting, I think they better get an oxygen tank because they're going to be there a long time. They need to go for the money, and you know I'm glad to hear that Chaffetz and who did you say the other one was?
Mr. Grassley.
Grassley got Senator back Grassley. To you. Grassley's been very good on this subject, actually, I have to say.
Yeah, he has. Like I said, I'm not angry with when I wrote that letter. I'm not angry at Grassley. Okay, I appreciate everything he's done. I still appreciate everything. The thing is, it's going on 4.5 years now. They've had plenty enough time to do something. And even the Justice Department's had plenty of time to even try to fix it, and they have. Or even just did something with the agents, something with ATF or something, but no. Instead, you got Brandon Thompson, which is the guy that said he wasn't going to punish the agents for Fast and Furious. It's going to be the new director of ATF. So now what's that tell you? How our justice system is which way it's going. It's going downhill, not uphill.
Do you ever hear from agents that call you to say, hey, I think what's going on stinks, and I don't know if you knew this, but let me tell you about it. Does any of that kind of contact happen?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. There's been ATF agents that's reached out to my family and you know, say, hey, we're sorry for what happened. This is not our agency. We shouldn't be like this. You know, we're on your side. Please don't be angry with us. You know, it's you just got certain bad apples They're making us look bad. Our job is to take guns off the street, not put them on the street. And but yeah, a lot of ATF agents have reached out to us in the last probably 3 years.
Well, so that's encouraging. I'm glad to hear that, because I was impressed with the fellows that decided that they would testify at the hearings that were held, because from what I understand, they've taken quite a beating from management in the agency. And they probably knew what was going to happen because they've seen other examples of it in their own or other agencies in the government. And you got to have quite a backbone to do what those fellas did.
Well, you know what? I read, I don't know if you're familiar with the whistleblower, John Dodson, the guy that blew the whole Fast and Furious case.
He was one of the lead guys, right? Cheryl Atkinson had him on that groundbreaking show of hers that really started the big public discussion of this mess.
Yes. Well, I read his book, and in his book he states that he told his superior officer, hey, we shouldn't be doing this. This is a bad idea. We're going to get one of our guys killed. You know, his superior told him, This don't sit with me well at all. And this is why it angers me. It's a superior. Well, sometimes you got to scramble some eggs to make an omelet.
You know who's famous for having said that? Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, the founder of the communist thugocracy in Russia. What a lovely person to say that. Repeat for me again, who was saying this? This was the supervisor of Dodson?
Yeah, the supervisor. I can't remember his name offhand. I don't know if it was McMahon or I can't remember Both, or I think it was one of their names. I can't remember that. I don't want to get them confused here. But his superior told him that. Sometimes you got to scramble an egg and make an omelet. And then in his book, he said when he heard that an agent's been shot, he knew they were Fast and Furious weapons. Mr. Dodson did.
Yep.
So he knew right there there are weapons, and that's when I guess he couldn't sleep. I guess he it ate him up. So that's why he come clean. I really never sat down and talked to the guy. So, but
it took an awful lot of guts to do what he did. As much as I don't like his agency, I admire him enormously.
Yep, and like you said, they put him through the ringer. I think they're kind of still putting him through the ringer a little bit. I know he got his job back, but I'm not sure what he's doing. So
he's probably pushing a lot of paper. We're talking to Kent Terry, Brian Terry's brother. Obviously, we're talking about the Border Patrol, Fast and Furious, and we're going to be back and continue the discussion for one more segment.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Kent Terry. He's the brother of Brian Terry, man that was slain during the Operation Fast and Furious, where the government was sending guns, giving guns to Mexican cartel types operating in the United States. And they were only upset when an American citizen, American cop, if you will, was murdered by somebody using one of these guns. And I remember reading, Kent, of some of the information that became available thanks to the initial hearing, that the acting director of the ATF was given weekly updates on what was happening in Fast and Furious, and included in those reports would be how many more people were murdered this week. And when he would see an uptick in those numbers, he would say, good. What kind of an evil man must you be to take pleasure for your own greed, for your own agency's betterment in the deliberate murder of people that he and his agency were deliberately causing? We're dealing with some really amazingly bad people, and for Eric Holder to treat you the way he did, which is, you know, why are you here bothering me, is what I take away from what you have reported. He is so complicit in this. He has blood on his hands, your brother's blood among many others. It makes me angry, too, that he's been able to skate so far. And I'm not sure whether the Republicans will have the backbone to bring charges against Eric Holder, against some of the others that have been directly involved in murder for hire.
Well, look at that Agent Newell when he was on Congress floor sticking up for the ATF, and I think a Congress member asked him, would you do this operation again? He goes, absolutely.
Newell reminded me of a stormtrooper, of a Nazi prison guard. That guy really scared me. To think that we've got guys like that with badges and guns, we just hope that there are not that many.
But the thing is, how many other people got killed with these guns that they're not telling us about, that they're keeping hush-hush?
That's a very good point.
And then you get all these ISIS, all these terrorists coming through the Mexican border. And I know Border Patrol people down there, agents, they tell me, hey, Kent, we just don't have Mexican citizens coming across. He goes, we got Arabic descent people, everything coming through our borders down here. What's the odds of them grabbing one of them guns to use it on us on an act down here? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, say some ISIS guys come up through Mexico, they'll grab, you know, a dozen of those AK-47s that ATF let out there that are roaming the streets of Mexico. You know, they'll grab them, you know, bring them up here and use them against us again.
They're going to be using murders for a long time to come. And that's why, well, for one thing, I don't think there's a statute of limitations on murder. And the fact is that these crimes are going to be current, so that when there is a Republican, hopefully, administration that has a backbone, they will not have any legal problems, I would think, in bringing charges, pursuing an investigation on these people. I doubt there'll be many records left, but there'll be people from within the agency, hopefully, that, like some of those that have already come forth, willing to put their jobs on the line in order to see justice done.
Well, something needs to happen. And it's just not in Fast and Furious, but all these other scandals that have come here. We've got another year of this administration, and look at the damage that he's done in his second term. Can you imagine one more year and a half of this administration?
It's very concerning. You're right, because he now has no elections for himself or the party. His own party he doesn't really seem concerned about other Democrats, but the fact of the matter is they at least won't have to run with him in office or on the ticket ever again. And so he now knows that he can do anything he wants, and the political consequences, at least in his mind, are not going to be that great. Now, I think he's behaving in such a scandalous fashion that he may be damaging the Democrat brand for quite some time. He's sort of the reverse of Richard Nixon and what he did to the Republican Party. It looks to me as if Obama is capable of doing that and more, because Nixon, for all of the bad things that he did, as far as I know, didn't have anybody killed. And Obama has had people killed.
Oh, yeah. And then that's the thing. Well, look at Hillary Clinton. Look at her and her husband's past to having people killed, you know? So, hopefully, you know, she's supposed to be running for president now, too. So, what's that tell you? You know, that's another thing, too. You brought up a good point. If you talk to a lot of American people out here, they don't even have a clue about Fast and Furious and Benghazi. I mean, I talk to people like, oh, your brother died in the movie. They think my brother was the actor. I go, no. It was a gun scandal gone bad by the government. Obama, so they're setting Obama up. They want him to fail. You know, you get people like that.
You're told that when you tell them about your brother?
Yeah, some people, not everybody. I mean, I run across people, you know, I was working down in Ohio last summer, and the guy says, his brother was killed in Fast and Furious. You know, you got to see the scandal part. He goes, oh, yeah, what kind of car was he driving when he got killed? I'm like, really? It's Paul Walker and Brian Terry, two different things. ATF just used the name Fast and Furious for their operation. So I had to tell them the whole story, and the guys, I don't watch the news. So a lot of people, they don't pay attention to what's going on anymore. They don't, especially these kids today. They don't. All they're worried about is their cell phone charge and video games going on. Other than that, our kids are going to put us in danger because they're not paying attention to what's going on. They're not educated what's going on in this country.
Scary that you Well, I guess I shouldn't be surprised because the media has paid really very little attention to this whole mess. And I guess, yeah, we've got to find ways that we can do more than just this one show. We've got to make this come alive again in Congress. And we keep talking about it up on the Hill. I know that. But there's an Obama scandal fatigue that we were talking about earlier. It's amazing.
I mean, yeah, nobody wants to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. And like I said, I mean, my brother, Agent Zapata, the four heroes of Benghazi, you know what? Give their family the answers they need so they can move on. I mean, it's been 4.5 years for us, and it just seems like yesterday. And it's because, you know, we haven't grieved. We want answers to why Brian died. He spent 20 years in law enforcement and the military. You know, give him the answers, okay? He spilled blood in this country. He deserves it. So,
well, yeah, we all do. That is going forward something that we've got to have addressed, or this is going to happen again. People like Obama and Holder, when they realize that, even the Republicans came in and nothing happened. Well, so far, that's what they can take away. Now, the Republicans can argue, well, we really need the presidency because we need to be able to control the Justice Department. And there's truth to that argument. But to go back, because this just obsesses me, I guess I have to confess, they won't cut off the money. And that would help. It's not putting Eric Holder in jail that justice would require, but it certainly would help to cut off the money.
But, you know, people went to jail for less crimes than this. And this has got to be dealt with. Where people get prosecuted, so it never happens again. So people think twice before, hey, you know, that last Fast and Furious, you know, people went to prison for this. Maybe we shouldn't do this again. You know, that's what needs to happen. Not a slap on the hand, and you get moved to a different desk. No. You still get to collect the check, go home and see your family every day. My brother don't. Because of their stupidity. But that's, there needs to be some accountability so it doesn't happen again. So people think twice and says, well, you know, Fast and Furious and what was the other one? The gun scandal before with under Bush, their wide receiver. You know, they did it and no one got in trouble. So, you know, we'll do it again.
And it seems as if it was a gun scandal in Benghazi under the good lady Hillary. They were running guns to Al-Qaeda, it looks like. So, unhappily, we've run out of time. But, Kent, Terry, I want to thank you so much. We want to keep the memory of your brother alive. And maybe we can make something good happen out of this mess. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.